right now. Let's bring in Mike Cozzi. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you? Is it cold down there this morning?
No, it's about 87. Yeah, it's freezing, man.
Yeah, it's 17 here now. 17 degrees. But it's going to get warmer this weekend. We're going to get rain. So
60 here Friday.
That's good. See, you don't have to go to Florida.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I know. Well, I was in New York yesterday doing what I do on Tuesdays. And I get in the car and I put on the radio. And who do I hear on the radio? Your favorite person.
Chub Rock.
Brody Van Wagenen.
Oh, okay.
And Brody was talking about how he thinks the Mets are leaders now in the NL East.
Well, he's not 100% wrong, because there's not a lot of difference between the Braves, the Mets, the Nationals, and the Phillies. There's not a lot of difference. And the reason why there's not a lot of difference is because nobody made any major moves yet. So if he thinks like he made moves to make the team a favorite, he's crazy. But all four teams are mediocre, and nobody separated themselves by signing any big players.
Well, they just signed Wilson Ramos. That's why.
Yeah, there you go. There's another world beater.
A $19 million 2-year contract.
Between him and Rajah Davis, I think all the pitchers in the National League East are crying.
So it's that guy.
And this is no disrespect to the players, but they're just not top caliber players.
That guy, Cano, Familia, and Edwin Diaz.
Throws the fear into everybody in the National League, let me tell you. Just makes me afraid.
So anyway, yeah, that. I was listening to that, and I was going to text you, but I figured you were in school, so I didn't bother texting you. I was going to tell you to put on the radio and listen.
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, this guy, he's a snake oil salesman. That's all he is. He's not doing anything. The Mets are doing nothing to separate themselves from the pack or to make themselves contenders. They haven't done anything yet. But the National League East is pretty weak.
All right. So now where do you want to go in sports?
The Angels are playing the lottery.
Yeah.
California Angels, Los Angeles, whatever the name of the team is now. $11 million for 1 year for Matt Harvey.
Well, if it works, he'll get them at least 16 victories. If it doesn't work, it's a 1 year experiment. Now, don't choke.
16 victories.
Yeah,
I think 16 victories.
I think he can do that, Harvey.
Is peyote legal in Connecticut?
Not yet, but it's coming soon.
16 victories?
I think he's capable of being a 16 victory pitcher.
Well, then I guess Robinson Cano could hit 400.
No, but Harvey, if he stays
away from... Marshall, this guy's been a stiff for 4 years.
I know, but if he stays away from the nightlife, he can do all right.
It's not the nightlife. He's physically destroyed. Yeah. He's physically destroyed. They took two of his ribs out and had a barbecue. He's got a bad shoulder. I mean, it's $11 million for this guy. I should lose 40 pounds and start pitching again.
Well, you should.
Yeah, they ain't signing nobody that's 58. Maybe the Mets will, though. I got a shot there.
I bet you could be you could pitch.
I could get people out for an inning.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can come in and pitch one inning like most of these guys are doing.
$11 million for Matt Harvey. If Matt Harvey got $11 million, what's Bumgarner going to get?
$20 million.
More than that. He's at least three times better than Matt Harvey. $11 million. I could see somebody rolling dice, giving him 4 or 5, not 11. Well, and Matt Harvey, I mean, he had no bargaining chips in there. The Angels lost their minds. Oof. Bad move.
Is there anything else, any other sports news out there?
Yeah, why did the Mets, the Yankees, hire Carlos Beltran as a special advisor to Cashman?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. They got Beltran now as a special advisor. They got, what's his name as a special advisor? Reggie Jackson. Who else? Who's the other one?
I don't know.
Yeah, A-Rod.
Nah, he's not on their payroll, is he?
Yeah, he is. I mean, in the preseason he is. Now, during the season, you know, but he helps out in the preseason.
Well, I think Beltran got a full-time job there, where he's a year-round advisor for Cashman. I don't know. I don't get that.
I like Carlos. He's not a bad guy.
Oh, I got nothing against him. Yeah. But anybody that tries to associate himself with Cashman, what happens to them?
They get burned like
It's like trying to get Lucky Luciano in the closet. You know, it's not going to happen.
You get burned.
You're
like
going to go in the closet.
A marshmallow over fire.
Oof. I don't understand that move.
All right.
Hey, the Fakers came to town last night.
How'd they do?
They got beat. The Nets beat them 115-110.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, the Fakers, I think they won 18 games. I think they're like 18-10 or 18-11 now. But they lost yesterday to the Nets. And I think the Nets are playing a little bit better lately. I don't think they're getting smashed around like they usually do.
I'm
just waiting for my computer to move a little bit. You got any music? Da,
da, da, da, no, da, da, da. But I can tell you that game.
The Nets are four games under .500.
That game.
And they won six in a row.
Okay. The fan was giving away tickets to that game yesterday.
Who else is going to go to Brooklyn? You going to pay to go to Brooklyn? Are you going to pay to go to Brooklyn?
I don't pay to go anywhere.
But look, the Nets are 14-18.
They're much better than the Knicks.
The Knicks are 9-23.
Oof.
9-23. Wow. When is it ever going to change? It seems like, well, this is Groundhog Day. Anytime we discuss basketball, when we talk about the Knicks, it's how bad they are. What have we been doing this for, like 9 years now that they've been this bad?
Not just bad, but terrible bad.
Disgraceful.
Yeah, disgraceful bad, terrible bad.
The Knicks, the Jets, the Mets. Can we send them all to Cleveland?
That's right.
Or
Buffalo, one or the other.
Nobody wants to go to Buffalo. Not even them. They don't want to go to Buffalo. All right. Duke had a tough game last night. They played Princeton.
Did they win?
By 51.
That's a tough one.
101-50. Duke ran it up against Princeton. That's not good.
101-50.
101-50. Even high school teams have enough sense to turn down the horses. And in basketball, you can turn down the horses. I mean, you can pass. I know they have a clock now in college basketball, but you can make a whole bunch of passes and then take a shot, a three-pointer, and, you know, that brings your percentage down to make, so you can keep it down, but not Duke. And that's why I despise Duke.
All right.
You could have beat Princeton 80-50. You could have done that. You got to score 101 points.
Hey, the UConn men are 10-3.
Yeah, but they've been playing high school teams.
Well, they play who is in front of them, but they've scored over 90 points seven times so far this year.
Yeah, but who have they played? I know that. I mean, this is not the UConn of the past where they play these big schools and they beat them. They play who's on their schedule. They play who's in their division. They're not the same team. They don't play big schools anymore.
Well, they're playing Villanova on Saturday.
Who's their coach?
He's a brand new coach. That's why I'm bringing it up. I don't know, but he's a brand new coach. So he's doing a good job with them. That's all.
Not Hurley, is it?
I don't know who's their. I don't know who it is. I have
I know
no idea.
Danny Hurley went somewhere. Did he go to Connecticut?
I'm not sure who it is.
Hey, that's your state school. You should know that.
I really should know, but I don't. I have no idea.
Let me see if I can find out for us real quick. Man, it's cold. I was out last night a little bit. It is cold. What conference are they in? Do you even know that?
The American Conference.
American Conference?
Yeah.
American Athletic Conference? Yeah, here they go. All right, let's see if we can find out.
Dan Hurley. Yep, it's Dan Hurley.
It is Hurley. I thought it might have been him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really don't play anybody, but that's their schedule. What are you going to do?
He's doing a good job with them, though. So that's good. All right.
You said these scores have to be wrong. Oh, that's football.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm looking 57-7. I'm like, nah, that can't be basketball.
Yeah, that was UConn football, right? But unfortunately, the UConn was a 7. UConn football broke a record this year, you know.
For what, and giving up points?
The most points ever given up in the NCAA record.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at these scores. It's pretty scary.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys. Stay warm.
All right, goodbye. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.